I'm John DeSanto.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
Yep. The Oscar winner this year. I thought we might talk about romantic monsters.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like that. Yeah, because we can talk about movies that do that better.
All right. So do you think King Kong qualifies?
King Kong is, yes, a better romantic movie.
Why?
I don't know why.
Okay. You complained about the romance
you're
in Shape of Water.
Challenge me. Okay. First of all, the setup. She is sacrificed to Kong. She's terrified by him. He takes the girl and he heads into the forest. There, something interesting happens. He doesn't eat her. He doesn't kill her. He starts to make eye contact with her. There's a connection there that you see between the characters. Now, Del Toro had a guy in really great makeup and computer effects. The guy who made King Kong did not have that. He had great effects, but he had a giant animatronic gorilla and also a clay version of it, and still somehow managed to make that connection. She sees that Kong is not the monster that he's made out to be. He's out of control. He's a giant wild animal, but he's got some soul to him. That's why the ending is tragic, and that's why we keep revisiting that story, because it is a great romance.
And I want to offer that I think a great deal of Kong is primitive lust.
That's cool, too.
If you think about the original version of it.
Were you talking about 1933?
Yes, I am. Okay. Because you can see that he is physically attracted to her.
Yeah.
That I see that.
His eyes light up when he sees her.
Well, he also touches her.
The 1977 remake of King Kong with Jessica Lange, they really play on that.
Okay.
They take that and blow it up.
Okay.
So that physical attraction
is
even more pronounced in the remake. So yeah, it's there.
What about Dracula?
Dracula's, again, lust, right? There's no romance between Dracula and his victims.
Exactly.
That's not a romantic movie. A romantic movie is where there's a connection between one character and a monster. We are shocked that this thing or creature has these feelings.
And so therefore, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast is kind of gross.
I didn't expect you to love it, but if you're talking about romance,
you
have much more of an extended relationship.
Isn't Beauty and the Beast just the werewolf tale kind of toned down? There's a tragic element to it because the guy doesn't want to be a werewolf, and it's this metaphor for the animal inside that he can't control, the beast inside, the male beast, right? Most well in American Werewolf in London, which is a romantic movie.
Yeah.
And has a tragic end. Beauty and the Beast sort of just takes that and just makes him a werewolf all the time, does away with all the murder and stuff, and that relationship is meant to tame or temper that.
Okay, nice.
Masculine urge.
Nice. It's not one of my favorites.
No, it's not mine either.
The Bride of Frankenstein.
That is a great one. The Bride of Frankenstein is actually contained within the original Frankenstein novel. He demands that Victor Frankenstein create a mate for him.
Right,
because he's so tragically alone.
Yes.
And ostracized.
Yes.
And, although Boris Karloff's creature is burnt alive in the original Frankenstein, he's brought back for the sequel. And, he gets his partner. And yeah, there's a connect. That's really interesting because now you got two monsters, two monsters who could connect because they're both just aberrations.
Yes. And I like your thesis about their loneliness.
We cannot end this conversation without talking about David Cronenberg's remake of The Fly in 1986 with Jeff Goldblum.
Right. So you're thinking this is figurative for males?
You mean this whole idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it definitely is. That's interesting, right? Because at the very least, we can see this hasn't been done the other way very much.
No, it hasn't. Yeah.
And when it is done, maybe like Splash, it's a mermaid.
Yeah.
And she's at least half from the top up woman.
I'd have to agree. And I think over the course of the century or so of filmmaking, men have been easy prey for this kind of metaphor.
Yeah, that's a really great point because it's one of the rare instances in commercial film where the male violence isn't glorified. So the lesson should be, calm down, idiots. Right? Stop acting like morons.
That's good. That sounds like an exit to me.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSanto and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.